Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Playing the febrile and wine-soaked Mary, Leslie Manville's performance in Mike Leigh's latest film is a triumph. Born in Brighton, her dad was a taxi driver and she was a gifted singer by the age of 8. When she was 15, she got a place at the Italia Conti Stage School, and she's been a sought-after actress ever since. Leslie is nothing but diverse, appearing in Emmerdale as well as creating a name for herself at the Royal Court Theatre and with the Royal Shakespeare Company. And her association with Mike Leigh has been long and fruitful. Topsy-turvy, Secrets and Lies, High Hopes, and now the Oscar-tipped Another Year. Married twice with one son, she once turned down the chance to join dance troupe Hot Gossip, fearing her dad's reaction to seeing her sashaying around the stage in just a couple of pieces of gauze. These are her inheritance tracks.
The track I've inherited is Somewhere Over the Rainbow Stroke, What a Wonderful World, by Israel Kamakawiwo Ole. I grew up in Brighton and my father was a bit of a crooner, so I inherited Judy Garland's Somewhere Over the Rainbow from him. My sister and I both sang and have nice voices, and we used to sing this song and we harmonised to it. My sister and I both had sort of classical training and did a lot of those music festivals. We were very successful. We pretty much nearly always came first or second, and twice I was the champion soprano of Sussex. Dad was terribly charismatic, and he really could put across a tune really very well, and I know that that's where I've got it from. It just reminds me very much of that period. I suppose I was about 10 or 11. It was absolutely our family song. But the person who has brought more music into my life than anyone is my now 21-year-old son, Alfie. And I've appreciated so much music that I wouldn't have normally listened to because of him. About 3 years ago, he went on holiday to Hawaii with his father and half-brothers. And he came back and he said, I've got some music. And it was Israel's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World. And it's so beautiful. This man has such a beautiful voice. The dream that you did to, oh why can't I? When I was thinking about doing these tracks, I was talking to Alfie and I said, get your computer out, let's listen to some of the stuff that you've brought into my life. And we had a great time. We couldn't help dancing around the kitchen again, or at least I can't, and he always says, oh, Mum, stop it. What a wonderful world. So many emotional pockets of my life come together in this one song because of the history of my dad and it meaning so much to us as children. But because I've inherited so much music from Alfie, this one seems to be the icing on the cake. The piece of music I would pass on is called Oblivion, which sounds a bit gloomy. This version of it is by José Luis Vieto, and he's a Spanish guitarist. I first heard this piece of music in the car. It came on the radio, so I did that thing, you know, with your phone, Shazammed it and got the name of it. And then I went online to buy it, and I'd never, ever bought myself any Spanish guitar music before. It's about a period in my life when I was not very happy, and music was very important to me and very private. I'd be in my dressing room at the National. I would lie down and just close my eyes and the whole of the world would just go away. And this beautiful, beautiful guitar playing and this fantastic tune, particularly the way it kind of goes into a minor key at the end. Sometimes I just think, oh, why don't I stop listening to this piece of music? It's just making me sad. But actually, it was doing something for me. You know, I needed to be sad. You know, there are times of your life when you don't want to be and shouldn't be wholly taken out of your sadness. You need to go through that period. You need to have that grief. It just made me feel that it was all right to be in this place and that I wouldn't be in it forever. I'd come out the other side. I suppose, in a way, Jose's music became my friend, you know. I wanted him to help me to be in myself and understand what was going on. It's not that I don't find it easy to talk about issues or problems or heartache or pain. And I do have some wonderful people in my life that I can absolutely talk to. But I always feel that, I know I'm wrong, and I know friends would bang on the door and say, don't be ridiculous, you talk as much as you want to. But once I've kind of talked about something, I don't want to keep burdening somebody with stuff that is ultimately mine to work through and deal with. But I suppose I'd pass it on because I think that music can be so wonderful when you're lost. I enjoy it now for the musicality of it, for his wonderful playing. But yeah, it symbolises a quiet time in my life when I wanted to look inwards. I really don't think that that's a bad thing.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.